Good evening and welcome. This is Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and today, where I am in the central U.S., it is June the 11th, 2020. Hold on just a second. My brain's going to do something else. Okay. All right. Thank you. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. So if you want to refer to it further or report to somebody what you heard or something, that's where it will be. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of you using the healing codes effectively. And we'll talk about lots of different processes if you want to. Dr. Alex has several different processes that he likes to encourage us to use, so we can talk about most of those. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I appreciate your being here. And let me now read our disclaimer so that we'll have that on file. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions gathered over, well, probably my whole lifetime, but particularly about these issues over the past 17 years. This month makes the final month of my 17th year. The healing codes and trilogy and our other processes are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs professional attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes, however, deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, welcome, and I'm glad you're here with me. Again, Kay Spooner is my name, and again, I'll tell you that I have been doing this. This month makes the 12th month of my 17th year, so 17th anniversary on the 3rd of July, I think it is, or the 5th of July or something, or somewhere around there, real close. All right. God bless you all. Thank you for your time and attention. I hope that we'll be able to be of help to you, or you'll be able to be of help to each other or to me this evening, or to those who will be listening on the recording. Let me just check and see if we've got people submitting anything online. Okay, we have some folks there. That's good. All right. Let's begin by doing a basic trilogy process. If you're familiar with this, that's wonderful. If you're not, I'll try to give enough direction that you can do it with us, and then we'll talk about where to find more direction about it. If you need that, you can put your hand up in a little while and tell me that you need to know where to find it, and we can direct you to it. So we'll begin doing this trilogy process, and I'd like for us to first think about let's get ourselves here. Somebody just came online, and I know that I was doing something else right up to the moment I needed to come on here, so maybe some of the rest of you were too. Let's get ourselves here first. Let's feel ourselves in the chair. Let's look at the wall, do something that makes you know, brings your attention to where you are geographically. And then let's think about being in this group with others who are open to learning and using these processes for our best and highest good, and for the best and highest good of others. So that's good, to be able to be here where we can openly talk about it and not worry about somebody laughing at us or thinking we're weird or whatever. So that's important. So let's think about that. Make sure that you are supported in your chair or on your couch or your recliner or at your desk or wherever you are at your table, and that you can support your arms while we're doing this trilogy process. seems to me that this one doesn't tire my arms out as much as doing the old healing codes by themselves used to do. But anyway, if you need the support for your arms, be sure you have that. I'd like to encourage you to now take a deep breath with me in and out. You may need to breathe out first before you can get a deep breath in. So let's do that. Now just do a scan in your imagination from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and just notice where there might be any tension held in your body. There might be pain or stiffness or anything that calls attention to any particular spot in your body. It might be that you're holding some of your spiritual issues in that place, and I'd just like for us to notice them before we begin this process. Okay. Now, as we begin, let's think about what we want the process to alleviate or to bring about in our lives and hearts. We would think of this as being the focus. So if we're having difficulties accepting if we're having difficulties with the emotions we're having or the fears we're having or the dealing with the either the pandemic virus or the civil unrest or reactions to all that or whatever it is that's going on, or if you've got something in your personal life that's really a big issue, an illness or disease or a loss or a rejection or a big change that's happening that is causing you stress, you can choose any of those things to be the focus of this process. So just you choose it, and then we'll move through the process, and I'll help you do that. So just choose that, and now we're going to begin with the tapping portion. And what we'd like to do here is allow this tapping to open the energy pathways in our body to open us up and make us receptive to the positive change we're going to hope to bring about in the next two steps. So let's begin by tapping the inner eyebrow and then the outer eyebrow near the temple and under the eye very gently. Don't bruise there. Upper lip, between your lower lip and chin, the collarbone right by your midline, and now your sore spot. You don't know where that is, go down from your collarbone, go down about 2 or 3 inches and out towards your shoulder about 3 or 4 inches and somewhere in that area. You can find it later. Thump on your center of your chest now, center chest, right over your thymus gland. Now under the arm. And below the nipple. Now on the hand, beside the thumbnail, on the side of the thumb, right by the nail, closest to your body. And then on the index finger in the same general area. And in the middle finger, the same general area. Now go to the outside of your pinky finger, right by the nail. And now on that fatty part of your hand that we call the karate spot on the side of your hand. And now start tapping on the back of your hand between your ring finger and your pinky. And we're going to do an eye exercise. We call this a 9G spot, and we're going to do an eye exercise while we're here. So that is, hold your head still now, eyes open, eyes closed. Eyes open, hold your head still and look down left, down right, eyes up and over to down left, eyes back up and over to down right. Now we'll hum something. And we'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we'll hum. All right, that finishes the 9G portion and the first portion of this trilogy process. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion. So point all 10 of your fingers at your bridge right there where your eyebrows would come together. We're not touching this that spot now. We're just aiming our fingers at it like the old healing codes, original healing codes. And we're going to do the prayer. We pray and ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to or causing this issue, and you put it in the blank, will be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Now both hands point at your Adam's apple. And now I have time to remind you to breathe from your diaphragm. And point all 10 fingers at your jaws. Left and right hands both at your jaws. Now, both hands, temples. Now we're going to do three healing codes, two positions, and they involve touching this body. So first one is left palm at the base of your skull and right palm at your forehead. Remember to breathe. And switch hands. Put your left palm on your forehead and your right palm at the base of the skull. Now, both hands below on your low belly. So put your thumbnails, your thumbs lined up so your one thumb's on your belly button and the other thumb is on top of that thumbnail. And then just let your hands fall on your belly. All right, that's the second part, the healing codes part. Now we're going to do a portion that deals with the governing and conception meridians. And we can only reach the conception meridian runs up the front of our bodies, and the governing meridian runs down the back of our bodies after it goes over the top of our head. So we're only going to be able to reach a portion of the governing one. But we can reach most of the conception meridian. So move your hands down to the base of your torso. And we're going to start moving right up the center line of the body. I want you to touch your body. Don't press hard. If you're hurting or if it's, you know, causing you difficulty, you're pushing too hard. So we're just going to move right up the midline, and we're going to ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through open and balanced energy centers. And we're moving right up, and I'm going very slowly since I was wanting to say all that before I got over the top. Now we're going to go over the top of the head and down to the base of the skull. I'm going to hold that for just a moment. Okay, now go back, take your hands back to the base of your torso again, and we're going to move up again. This time, pay attention. If there is one of these centers, there are seven centers up the center of your body, pay attention if there's one that needs more time to release any tension in it. I just hit one for myself at the solar plexus. And just for me, I don't know what it feels like to anybody else, but for me it feels like when I need to stop, it feels like I'm pushing a bubble, and I need to stop and let that bubble dissipate. I know that that's not physically what I'm doing, but it feels that way to me energetically. Okay, so just go to the one that needs your attention. I'm stopping again at the heart, and I'll stop at the throat because I almost always need to on these nights. And now I'm proceeding up forehead, crown, and to the base of the skull. Okay, let's go one more time. Start at the base of the torso, and we're just going to go up very smoothly and relatively quickly this time, just kind of like you're just smoothing off. If you were putting frosting on a cake, it should be the last smoothing swirl. Okay? All right. Relax. Take a deep breath in and out. Do a scan again. See if you notice any change, any difference at all in the way your body feels. Okay. Thank you for joining me, Matt. And it looks like I took a little more time than I usually do with it. But that's okay. All right. Now, for questions, those of you who came in with a keypad and dialed the number, if you will press star 2 on your keypad, it will raise your hand on my screen, and I'll be able to acknowledge you and open your line. And those of you who are on the web, you have a chat box on your screen. If you would type your question into that or your comment or whatever and submit it, I will get it. I will do my best to go there and check occasionally to make sure that I don't miss you. And then if I answer something thoroughly, that's great. And if I don't, you can respond. Okay, thank you very much for for raising your hands. We have someone from Colorado, and your line is open.
Hello?
My number is, yes, 7894. Yes,
yeah.
Hello.
Hi. I have bone on bone on my left knee, and I'm just wondering if this method will help me. I actually had a knee replacement on my right knee a year and a half ago, and the pain of that surgery was so excruciating, I will not get another knee replacement. And I'm just hoping that this trilogy course will help do this. It's a big physical impediment, and I'm hoping it will be effective with this.
Well, I can't tell you if it will or won't.
Okay.
I can tell you that what the Healing Codes does is rebalance the autonomic nervous system.
Right.
Which means that you're taking the physiological stress, you're reducing the physiological stress in your body, which allows then your body to use all that extra energy to heal you in other ways.
Right.
So I don't know if that will, if the outcome of this will be exactly what you're looking for, but I know that you'll feel better in your heart, and that
right.
you will have less stress and more options in your choice of how to deal with it. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Good. Thank you. I just always have to make sure that people know we're not trying to heal physical issues because
I'm wondering
we can't do that.
also, if it's connected to my lack of faith, I say I have faith and then I doubt, you know. So I'm wondering if I prayed to increase my faith, if
well,
that might help.
I theologically, I'm not sure, but
right.
I would say that we don't have to have very much faith. We just have to realize that the healing comes from God.
Right, exactly.
And that it's going to
be
up to him to do whatever it is that needs to be done.
Right.
And we know he can if he wants to. You know, doubting, faith and doubting, you know, some people think that means I doubt that it's going to happen. I doubt that God's going to do it. That's not really what faith and doubting means. Faith and doubting is about who God is and whether or not he is able.
Right. Well, I believe he's able. I do believe that.
I'm sure you do.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. So I wouldn't put so much stress on your faith and its being big enough. It's really on what God decides to do for your best and highest good. And so that's how I would ask for it. You know, a lot of times we learn a lot of things by not being perfect.
I know.
Not being an excellent health or not being an excellent financial condition or relational condition or whatever it is. We don't learn a lot by everything being perfect.
Exactly.
We learn a lot more from it not being. So, and that's kind of what I feel like we're here for, is to learn a whole lot more about who we are and who God is. So
that explanation. Okay.
That's my opinion part. You know, I told you everything I said tonight was going to be my opinion. So there it is.
Okay. Thank you very
much. All right. Is there something in particular? Is there any kind of fear of going forward? Is there a fear of what's in the future for you?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sometimes we've noticed that issues with knees and legs have something to do with or maybe connected with a fear of going forward.
That issue for a very long time. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you might think about that a little bit and ask for that to be healed. So see, because that fear really is kind of an indicator of level of faith. Let me just say it that way. Those things are all tied together, but
uncertain. So that's why I do worry about it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it is for all of us, all the time. Whether we think whether we're thinking about it or not, it's always uncertain for all of us, all the time. So we really can't live in a place where it's not possible for human people to live in a certain set of circumstances that are certain, because change is the only thing that's certain in this world.
Exactly, for sure.
Accepting that and asking for our best and highest good in the midst of that, or as we come out of that, or through that, or however you want to put that. But that's how I would, where I would kind of look for how to work with it.
Okay? Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here. If you have another question or comment, please don't hesitate to put your hand up again. I'm going to mute you now.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we have another hand up from New York. 3050 is your last four digits. And you are open. Your line is open.
Is this thing on?
Yes, it is. Hi.
That's what people always say when they get to the microphone. You know, they bang on it and they say, "Is this on?" And then it squeals. Well, you may remember me from last week.
I wasn't here last week, so somebody else may have been. No.
Oh, okay. You got a similar accent.
Yeah, okay.
So,
how can I help you this week?
My name is Ben. I'm from upstate New York. I'm an atheist. So the God stuff really doesn't do it for me. But it's, you know, I believe in, you know, like a source energy or, you know, whatever name you want to call it. You could call it God. I just don't believe in an old Caucasian guy up in the clouds.
I don't either. I hope he's not. I hope he's a whole lot bigger than that. Okay, go ahead.
I got, I don't know, maybe I can be a little help for Colorado there. I've had both of these replaced.
Okay.
And the first one was really painful. And, you know, I got through it, but it hurt a lot. The second one, and there's no guarantee, but, I mean, the second one, I was much, much better. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I asked them if it was like when you get your ears pierced, you know, only one bleeds. I said, you know, it could, like, only one knee hurt. So, you know, don't, if you need it, get it. You know, don't be afraid of it. Pain doesn't last forever.
I know another person who's had that here, who's had that same kind of experience. The first one was worse and took more time for rehab and everything than the second one did.
Yeah, I was like two months ahead of the first one. All right. Anyway, somebody last week brought up a there's a product that's like a medallion. It's called C-Balance. And I looked that up a little bit. And that's interesting. But I found another one called Apollo, which is, it's worn on a wrist like a watch, but you can control it with, you know, a phone app. And it, through vibrations, it will balance, you know, it'll balance your moods or, you know, whatever it is that you're, you know, trying to improve. So it's Apollo Neuro, I think, is their website. Anyway, I was interested in if there is, you know, like a training or certification path for this. You know, And is that, the website I'm not, I haven't had the easiest time getting around it. So, is it on there?
Well, me too. Let's see if we can find under resources, coaching, and let's see if we can.
I thought that sounded like it.
Yeah. Under resources, and then coaching, and then scroll down a little bit to become a coach.
Okay, I just pulled this right up. All right, now, coaching.
Resources, coaching.
Oh, resources first?
Resources first.
Oh, because I don't see that. I
see
about, by the book, coaching, contact us.
Are you looking at dralexanderlloyd.com?
Well, I know I'm not.
Okay. Let's do that.
What is it again? I'm here. I'm an IT guy, so I get here quick.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't
know if I'm talking to
somebody
literate or illiterate. I'm kind of in the middle myself. Okay. So you're at dralexanderlloyd.com, and then under resources.
That's what I got to find. Where is that? Let's see, learn more, endorsements, another book.
Are you, you're still not seeing what I'm seeing.
Oh, really? Dr. Alexander Lloyd?
Uh-huh.
.com. Yeah, that's where I am. It says, heal the root of any issue in minutes. Is that the home page?
Just a minute. I'm one page over from that. Just a minute. Let me get back.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what?
Okay. Now, do you see resources there on the front line?
Yeah, I didn't see the three lines for the menu.
Okay.
Okay. So under that, it would go to coaching.
Coaching?
Well, isn't this easy? Find a coach, book your sessions, and become a coach. Okay. Thank you very much.
So there's information. And it's a process. It's a pretty thorough process.
Not something you get off a matchbook.
No, it isn't. I did it, as I said, 17 years ago, and it was much different then. But I'd been learning the whole time, too. So, you know, I've taken a lot of training since that. And that's one of the good things about it. After you get in, whatever comes out new, you get trained in that as it comes up. So.
Yeah, that's a long time. I'm sure you've learned a lot.
I have, as a matter of fact, yes.
Okay. That was my question.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your reporting on what you heard last week and also helping with the knee replacement issue and asking this question. So there's a contact person there. It's called, her name's Cindy, and you can talk to her about
maybe she was the one on the call last week.
No, I think Linda Brewer was here last week. Yeah. All righty.
She's from the South, too.
She is. She's from Asheville, I think. Asheville, North Carolina, I think she is. Either North or South Carolina, one or the other. Yeah.
That's
I'm from Kansas.
Her.
I'm not supposed to have an accent of any kind. I'm from Kansas.
My son lives in Kansas.
What? Your son does?
My son lives in Kansas.
Where's that?
I don't know. I don't remember the town. But he was in the service for 27 years. He bounced back and forth between Fort Riley and Fort Leavenwood. So I guess he must have liked the state because they bought a beautiful house and it's a very nice town.
Well, Fort Riley is near Topeka, it's the northern half of the state and the eastern third. So toward Kansas City, you know, that way. I'm south. I'm about 25 miles from the Oklahoma line and about 100 miles in from the Missouri line. So we've got a rectangular state. It's kind of easier to talk about measurements from here whichever line you're however far from.
It's Bonner Springs.
Oh, I see. Northeast area. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 14702. No, but I've been there. It's very nice.
Yeah, good. Well,
the
thank you.
The air smells better than Brooklyn.
Oh, I should hope. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Please, minister to somebody else, and thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Okay. Anybody else have a comment or a question? All right. Thank you, Patricia. Good evening.
Good evening, Kay. Thank you so much for hosting it tonight.
You're welcome.
I think the last time we spoke, I think it was you, somebody, one of the hostesses, gave me some guidance about working on my exhaustion issues with the musculoskeletal code that self-control code 12 and also unhealthy beliefs. And I've been doing that. And sometimes I feel okay, but I've also had like lost weekends, you know, just of exhaustion. And today, I mean, for no reason at all, I was expecting to feel good today because one of the things I kind of have speculated about is my diet, that I need to clean up my diet in some way. So I've been kind of working on it, but where they sent me to work, I was sent to work a couple of weeks ago, and they give you breakfast and lunch there. and then they send you home with an extra lunch if they didn't get all used up. Now, it's very lovely. It's good food, but it's too, I think it's just too much for me. It's very high cholesterol sandwiches and bread and all this stuff, potato chips. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's so sweet of them and all, but I don't think it's a good idea. Anyway, I finally decided just to have, they have lovely salads if you want at lunch too, and I had that yesterday, and I just had healthy food when I came home, very lean food, and nice. So I was expecting to feel better today than I did, but I had another lost day today. I had already arranged to take today off as a vacation day because I had to handle something in my apartment. So I was home, but I could hardly, I didn't even have the energy to make my bed until relatively late in the day. I finally made it, forced myself to make it. But that's the kind of how low my energy was. And I finally, towards the end of the day, I guess I must have felt a little better too, because then I saw the sun was coming out. It had rained earlier. So I managed to take a walk in the neighborhood. This is kind of interesting to me anyway. I went out with my rollator, the one with the chair, the seat on it. I was a couple blocks away from my house. I was next to a firehouse, actually. It's a nice block. So I was sitting there. I was doing my coding, actually. Nobody cares or looks in New York and do what you want. Anyway, so
many people, you can't pay attention to anybody.
Yeah, right. I mean, nobody's an oddball here because everybody's one. So that's basically how it is. So that's fine. So I'm sitting there doing, and I have this beautiful, beautiful guided meditation that I have typed out and printed out from a book. And I used that, and all this, when I was doing it, I wasn't like five lines through it, and I just started crying like anything, because it was about how God is the divine physician, and he's healing me within. And it was just, all of a sudden, it was like this, I had felt so crummy all day, even with pain, actual pain in my upper neck, I mean my back, upper back. Mm-hmm. I just started crying, and I cried through the whole code and the guided thing. But when I was done, it was like I thought that was the only contact I had made with truth all day, with God, with feeling like I was connecting to, you know, a loving presence or something. So there's obviously something in the coding for me and in that book of guided meditations, which I do adore. So I used that, and it kind of reminded me of when I had the flu that time, and I felt so crummy, but it brought me to a place where it brought me to my knees in prayer and in crying, and I came out on the other side. I felt like a more sensitive person, and I felt that way after this too. But it's kind of like, why does my growth have to be accompanied by such misery?
I just think it does. I don't know why that is too.
Yeah.
I have another long-term client who says, here's the pattern. It has to go like this every time. And he says, I wish it would get so at least that miserable space would get shorter, you know.
Yeah.
For him, it lasts usually several days.
Oh.
And but it's, you know, he's noticing that at least when he comes out of it, he's better. He's on a higher plane than he was before. And he's able to, you know, see things and deal with things in a different way whatever. But he says, I wish I didn't have to go through this every time, because every time I get in that dark spot and you know, it feels like everything's lost and worthless and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It was
but
awful.
But I know the experience and I've been through it.
It wasn't only physical exhaustion. It was
right.
what you said, you know, a dark spot.
Mm-hmm.
Spot of feeling lost, and it was deep, it was bad. Anyway, but I'm always so very grateful to come out of it, because then you feel like you've been cleansed in some way.
Yep.
But I really think I would love to have a more direct way to overcome this sort of syndrome that visits me of this unwanted exhaustion and just this complete lack of energy. You know, something, maybe if I had forced myself to do the code earlier in the day, I would have gotten through it early, but I don't know. I just didn't even feel that I had the energy to do that until later on in the day. But I'm glad I did it at all, but,
A lot of times we talk about, you know, the resistance that we have to do in the coding because our unit subconscious mind doesn't want us to get over whatever it is that's causing this. It's a protective mechanism of some that's been started a long time ago.
That's exactly the word I used. I was telling my friend how I felt awful, but I didn't have the energy to do the code, and I think I saw that I was resisting it. I did say that.
So if when you're feeling that, if you can force yourself to do your coding, it's pretty amazing what can happen pretty quickly.
You're right.
Because it's that protective mechanism in us that was put there for a good reason, but it's been contaminated, and it's working off of lies, in our subconscious mind, in our hearts, and so it doesn't want us to heal that because it thinks it's dangerous to, that we'll get hurt if we're healed, however. So resistance is a real thing, and if we can just power through it on those occasions when we have it, if we can just make ourselves do something, then it can release. And I'm pleased that you describe the emotional release as in the terms of sobbing or crying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that myself in various times when I didn't even think there was an emotional issue necessarily. But there was this other thing, and I was doing what I needed to do to release, and this big wad of emotion came out, and it just kind of surprised me. I didn't know that's what was going on. But So we're not always as aware of what's going on in us as we might be if we were paying more attention.
Yeah, I had no idea that I was going to feel touched, by this wonderful the code and the guided meditation that I do. But now I know I will handle. I always have it in my mind that I'm going to do my coding the first thing in the morning before I even do anything else. Well, I think that involves getting up, actually. Getting up earlier, because now I am going to work. I guess I should set the alarm for... Yeah, I can try that, at least for 15 minutes earlier, and have the guided meditation, which I have printed out and put in a plastic page. I can have that right on this little table next to my bed.
Yep.
And I know the codes by heart, the ones I'm using.
Yeah. Sure.
The self-control codes I know, and the unhealthy belief codes I know by heart. So I can just start off and just do them before I do anything else, because it's the most important thing. Another problem in recent years, I have to admit, is this iPhone addiction, this smartphone addiction. I never thought I'd be one of these people, but I sleep with it, and it's right next to me. So I tend to... upon waking, instead of doing what would be healthier for me, namely a code, is I have an app for the TV on it, so I start with that, and with finding out the local coverage. It's actually a nice station, New York One, they call it. And I have
Patricia.
Yeah.
Let your phone let your phone think you're still asleep for another 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't like
phone
addiction at all.
Phone, I'm not going to tell you I'm awake yet. You don't know.
Well,
the
problem is I'm setting it so I wake up so I can get ready for work. So I set the alarm. That's the phone and I know each are aware of each other. If I could sleep well enough to just wake up naturally at an early hour, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
But. We'll see. We'll work with what we have anyway.
Okay.
I have the willpower at least to say, I'm going to do the code before turning on the phone. That much I can do. And maybe one day I will sleep well enough to, do that other thing. That would be lovely. Not have to wake up to the sound of an alarm.
We have a 6 o'clock rail train that goes through, and I'm a block from the railroad track.
Really?
And so there's one at 2, and there's one at 4, and there's one at 6.
In the morning?
Generally, yeah.
Does that wake you up at 2 and 4 and 6?
No, it doesn't wake me up until about the 6 o'clock. Well, the 4 o'clock one does sometimes, but the 6 o'clock one does if I'm not already awake.
Goodness.
So that's okay. And then at that point, it's almost too late to go back to sleep.
I know. What is it, blow a whistle or something? Or a...
Oh, yes. Yeah, it has to whistle. It has 16 notes through our town because it's got to whistle 4 times at each crossing, and there are 4 crossings in my little town. So so anyway, if you're,
we
don't even pay any attention to it most of the time, but that 6 o'clock in the morning one is generally my alarm.
That's interesting.
So, and it's not right on the minute or the hour mark either. It's a little before or a little after or whatever.
Gosh. Anyway, do you think I should still work with the same codes? I do love them, but do you think maybe I should try? Oh, okay.
I got a yes when you were asking.
Wow. I'm glad in a way because I do love those codes. I really do.
You can always switch off and hit the others just for a little bit.
Of course.
If you're you're going to do them twice in the day, you can do the others on the other time a day.
I could. That's another thing. I always when I'm doing them, I say, "Wow, this is so amazing! The effect it's already having." If I ought to do these. I'll do it all day long, but then I never go back to it after that first session.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why that is. That's terrible.
Well,
there's
another part of resistance there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes we don't think we deserve to feel as good as we, think we should.
Yeah.
We're getting older, or we're doing this, or we're doing that, or, we've got this experience or that medical experience or that. History of in our family or whatever the deal is, or the people around us are feeling this way or that way. And it's hard to tell what all those beliefs are.
Yeah. But I realize,
go ahead.
Especially since I do notice the passing of years. I mean, the number's getting bigger all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do know I'm an eternal being and not, the number shouldn't matter, and it doesn't really. Thank God I got over a lot of that, maybe all of it. But I am also, I guess I didn't get over all of it. I realized that I need to be very proactive in my overcoming the belief in age. I mean, you get a kind of a free pass when you're young. You don't think about it, and you're fine for a long time. But once at this point now, I'm starting to see these things going on and happening physically. Now I have to actually take some active steps to overcome it and not just give in to all this stuff, to feel stronger and to do my best and to keep it as well and as fit as I can. I have to, I can't just eat everything in sight anymore, not think about it and all these things. Yeah, I have to. Be careful. I mean, be conscious. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it came to me how in the last couple of years it's come to my attention how much more time it takes to stay well the older you get. How much more time and attention it takes to stay to keep yourself well and healthy than it did before.
But you have to be
conscious
of it.
And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that either. I didn't want to give in to that and have to spend all that time, but I've decided I need it. So I'm spending a lot more time on myself and feeling a lot better.
Yeah, and some of it can just be implementing things, and then you develop a pattern, a new healthy pattern, let's say, of eating. Well, in the beginning it may take some time to figure it all out, but after that it should be second nature, I would think.
Yeah, it gets easier.
But it does require, I think, a conscious effort at this point.
I agree.
I'm at that. Yeah. Anyway, well, okay. Thank you for the guidance about the codes to keep on with those. And
you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
And it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Patricia.
All right.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment or a question? We can do another trilogy process here, and I'd be glad to do that. And maybe the idea this time, and this has been, that was a major part of that conversation, was resistance. And the beliefs we have about how we're supposed to feel or how we're not supposed to feel or what, you know, what things we're entitled to or not. And how those get in the way of or play out, actually. We actually live those beliefs. So maybe we can use this time to focus on finding and healing those images and beliefs and cellular memories that are limiting our health and well-being. How's that? Limiting our living our best life. So let's just begin. We'll just go through trilogy again together. Here we go. Let's tap inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, temple, and under the eye. Upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot. Now we'll do the 9G, tapping on the hand and eyes open and closed and open. Look down left, down right, up and over to down left and back up and over to down right. Hum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, stop tapping the hand now. And we're going to do both hands bridge, old healing codes position. And we're going to, we already did a prayer at the beginning, so we don't need to do that now. Remember to breathe from your diaphragm. And both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand palm at the base of the skull, right palm at the forehead, on the forehead, touching. Switch hands, left palm forehead, right palm base of the skull. Both hands low belly, thumbs on your navel, belly butt. Now, governing conception meridians. Move your hands stacked to the base of the torso, and we're going to move right up the center line and ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God. And it'll be flow through open and balanced energy centers. Up and over to the base of the skull. Back to the base of the torso, both hands. And we're moving up more slowly and deliberately and stopping where we need to. Okay, up and over the base of the skull. And last time, from the base of the torso, right up and over, just smoothly and quick, relatively quickly. Up and over the top to the base of the skull. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Any other comments or questions or anything you'd like to say before we leave tonight? I don't want anybody to have called and not said what they wanted to say or ask what they wanted to ask. Okay. I'm going to open the lines. Thank you very much, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
And thanks so much.